This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Angelita, A-N-G-E-L-I-T-A, Kristan, C-R-I-S-T-A-N, date of birth August 2nd of 1933. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a telemedicine consultation for Ms. Kristen, who is an 88-year-old female who was sent for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease and microalbuminuria. Her daughter, Sondra, S-O-N-D-R-A, is present for the visit also due to mother being hard of hearing and needing help interpreting medical information that is provided. The patient did have elevated creatinine level as far back as May 17th of 2019, 1.1 creatinine with estimated GFR of 48. No labs are available for 2020, possibly secondary to the COVID-19 pandemic. Next labs that are available were done May 5th of 2021 with creatinine 1.5, estimated GFR was 33. Then 9/23 of 21, creatinine was 1.3 with GFR of 39. Labs were rechecked on December 14th of 2021. Creatinine is 1.6 with GFR of 31. That progression is more rapid than what would be expected secondary to aging. The patient has no current symptoms other than some memory problems, according to her daughter. She's had a long history of type 2 diabetes that has been poorly controlled. No history of UTIs, no kidney stones. She does have mild edema of her feet only, according to the daughter. She doesn't limit salt or fluid, but does not consume very much fluid. She does have problems with constipation. And the daughter reports she'll stay in the bathroom while the daughter is visiting to help her, and generally for an hour. She's not sure if she's actually having constipation versus diarrhea at that point. She does have high blood pressure, but does not have a blood pressure monitor at home in order to check that. She is hard of hearing also. She denies chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She has chronic constipation, no blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She does have nocturia several times a night. No history of CVA or TIAs, no headaches, no liver problems, no history of blood clots. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, constipation, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, hearing loss, mild memory impairment, and edema of feet. Past surgical history, she had a cholecystectomy in 1960. She had a skull fracture that required metal plate placement in the early 1970s, and the daughter believes she also had a benign brain tumor that required removal. She's had cervical cancer with radiation, but no hysterectomy or oophorectomy were done. Social history, the patient is a widow. She generally lives alone, and her daughter comes from the Harrison area to visit and stays with her 3 to 4 nights per week during the week, but cannot stay there constantly. The patient is retired factory worker from Lobdell's. She never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. Family history is significant for heart disease, arthritis, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she is allergic to penicillin. Medications, she takes Lipitor 20 milligrams daily. She takes Januvia 50 milligram, 50 milligram daily, lisinopril 20 milligram daily, metformin is 500 milligram, 2 in the morning and 1 in the evening, physical examination. The patient did not have a blood pressure machine at home, but vitals in the office on January 5th of this year. Height is 59 inches. Weight was 157 inches. Temperature 98.6, pulse 88, and blood pressure 160 over 80. And the patient has lost weight, about 6 pounds in the last 4 months. And the daughter, Sandra, has noticed the weight loss. The patient does have a poor appetite and does not eat well when the daughter is not there to cook for her. Lab studies, most recent labs were done 12-14 of 2021. In addition to creatinine, we have a sodium of 138, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 22, calcium 8.6, albumin is 3.5, hemoglobin 11.4, with normal white count and normal platelets. Liver enzymes were normal. Hemoglobin A1C was 7.3, and lipid panel was within normal limits. 9/23/2021, creatinine is 1.3. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio 118 with microscopic albuminuria. Hemoglobin 12.6. Normal white count, normal platelets. Hemoglobin A1C 9/23/21 was 8.2. On June 18th, 2021, creatinine 1.5, microalbumin to creatinine ratio 49, and hemoglobin is 12.1. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with rapid progression of kidney disease, possibly secondary to diabetic nephropathy, but there are labs we will be checking. She's going to have lab studies done this week. And we're going to check free light chains, immunofixation, parathyroid hormone, protein to creatinine ratio for urine, and a urinalysis with microscopic, in addition to other routine renal chemistries. She will be having a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder. The patient does have chronic urinary incontinence, so it may be difficult to get a post-void bladder, but we'll do the best we can. That is scheduled for Friday, the 28th in Alma, and she'll continue to follow a diabetic diet, and she will be rechecked by this practice in the next 1 month. The patient was also evaluated by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.